feel like for me, like just maybe because it's early into the practice and kind of watching my mind, that it's kind of helpful to respond to my thoughts in ways that I think is helpful.
Yes.
Maybe it's not.
Well, it depends on the response.
If it's a kind response.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of trying to direct it into a more like wholesome.
Well, part of it is you have to pay attention to the results. Yeah, but I think what Mpo Sumedho is particularly trying to get across is the tendency that we have to create our identity around our thoughts, so that and then the sense of, say, like lack. I'm lack, and especially if we're meditating or practicing, I lack enlightenment. I need to be enlightened. I lack meditative stillness. I have to get my meditation together. I lack virtue. I really got to toughen myself up. And you know, the thing is all of those things are things that the Buddha is encouraging to do, but we tend to fix our sense of self around that, and then we suffer because of it. So it's like understanding understanding the process of dukkha. How do we create dukkha? How do we step off that cycle of creating dukkha? And it's that simple act of knowing that is so critical, so key, and so important. And we oftentimes overlook that or look past it, because we try to be something, we try to get something, we try to get the right thoughts that will conform with a good Buddhist or a good meditator. So it's just understanding that process. And it is important to respond to thoughts in the sense that, you know, we can say, oh, I shouldn't get involved. I should just, you know, because sometimes we just say, well, I should know it. But then oftentimes what that is you just think what it, you just sort of get whatever the mind throws out, then you end up just following. So you have to pay attention to the results. What is it that's helpful? What helps the mind become more clear, more steady, more increase well-being, decrease dukkha?
I liked his image, a couple of things. I liked his image of the wheel, yeah. Like that there's the start point in the center. That's the awareness of your thoughts and everything.
Yeah.
And that's always accessible no matter what, as a refuge. And then the other point being that all the wholesome things like sila, samadhi, the wholesome dhammas, they're all pointing back to being able to trust in that awareness.
The quality of awareness. Yeah.
For the sake of that awareness.
That's their main purpose and function. It's like I can't remember the sutta. It's in the early part, the beginning kind of section of the Majjhima Nikaya, where the Buddha is saying that we don't, and I can't remember, it's not fresh in my mind, but we don't practice for the sake of perfection of sila or perfection of samadhi or perfection of wisdom, but we practice for the sure heart's release is what we practice for. And it's not a negation. So then therefore you don't need to keep precepts or meditate or reflect skillfully. It's not that. You use all those things, but you understand their purpose, their function.